Earlier in Country Music Trivia, we had a winner. Patty won herself that card for that signature crafted sandwich at McDonald's here on the Breakfast Club. Why? Because she named all four of the Highwaymen. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Johnny Cash, and perhaps the hardest one to get, Kris Kristofferson. He was in the second verse right there. And incidentally, today, December the 6th, part of the reason I picked that question is because it was this day that the Highwaymen recorded that song in studio in 1984. And now, speaking of, well, I shouldn't say in studio with us here, but live over the phone here, holidays rolling on in here. We had Thanksgiving already, we got Christmas coming up, and, well, as many people joke about, is that it's very easy to overindulge at this time of the year, you know, making the jokes about loosening the belt and all that. Well, joining us here is Dr. Keith Cantor. He's a nutritionist and CEO of the Nutritional Addiction Mitigation Eating and Drinking Program. That is a mouthful, and he is here with us today. Doctor, how are you?
Fine. Thanks for having me on the show.
That must be a big card you carry around in your wallet.
No, I just say named. Because it is such a mouthful.
It's great to have you with us. Now, like I said, it's a very indulging time of the year. Lots of people make jokes about it. But you, I'd imagine, take the subject pretty seriously.
Yes. The average American will gain 7 pounds between Thanksgiving and New Year's. They call it either seasonal weight gain, and I call it weight creep. So you want to try to avoid that, because we don't lose the 7 pounds like we promise come January. We only lose like 4 of the pounds, so each year we're gaining an extra 3 pounds over the year, and it creeps up on you, and after, you know, 4 or 5 years, all of a sudden you're 15 plus pounds heavier than you were, and that keeps happening.
Yeah, and you're kind of looking around like, how did this happen?
That's right.
That's kind of amazing that this holiday carryover could carry, if you don't get rid of the weight, it could kind of carry over into the next year and into the next holiday season too. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, we try to lose it. We'll lose some of it. We're happy we lost some of it. Then let's say we don't gain weight during the year, which in America probably isn't true. Then the same thing happens season after season. And if you're 30 years old, by the time you're 40, you're 30 pounds heavier.
Yeah. And looking around going, like I said, how did this happen? Well, you've got the parties, you've got the meals, you've got lots of stuff getting set out for snacking. And is a lot of it have to do with just habits?
Yeah, it's habits. It's, you know, you don't want to make somebody feel bad and not try some of their food and things like that. But all you have to do really is plan and think about it. Put a little attention to it, and you could avoid the 7 pound weight creep that most people get. And I'll give you some of those plans as soon as you tell me you're ready.
Go right ahead.
Okay, the first thing you have to do is eat before you go to a party. And most people don't do that. So if you're going to have a party at night, you say, hey, I'm going to skip lunch so I won't gain those extra calories. So we skip a healthy lunch, we go to the party totally starving, and then we eat everything in sight, and that's not a good thing to do. So have a healthy lunch, and if you're traveling, even take a snack with you, like trail mix or something of that nature. So when you go to the party, you're not starving. And that's one thing that'll help. Another thing is, because our commitments are so much and our time is shortened, if we do exercise regularly, we tend to skip the exercising during the holiday season. And you don't want to do that, because that raises your metabolism and burns more calories. So if you can't do your regular exercising, at least, you know, try to walk 10,000 steps. No, during the day, and you could do that in a shopping mall or at work or whatever. Just get one of those little contraptions that you put on your belt to measure your steps. But that also releases endorphins. And then the third thing is drink lots of water. you're supposed to drink one half your body weight in ounces of water per day. And that's normally. So if you weigh 150 pounds, you're supposed to drink 75 ounces of water. And especially during the season and during parties, you want to drink water before you go there, while you're there. And if you're drinking alcohol, which some of us might possibly partake in during the holidays, try to stay away from the real sugary drinks. If you're going to have a cocktail, you know, use a mix like carbonated water or lemon lime juice or something like that instead of the real sweet drinks, and have a glass of water in between each drink.
Yeah.
And that fills you up more also. And I use a special water called Aqua OH. I mean, the website's actually aqua-oh.com. But the OH in the water, it's made from limestone, runs around and looks for hydrogen protons. That's where the acid comes from. And if you have too much acid, which alcohol and sugar give you, is too much acid, it'll pick up the hydrogens which cause acidity. That's what pH stands for, power of hydrogen or potential of hydrogen. The OH grabs the H and forms water, and you just either metabolize it or urinate it out, and that'll stop the inflammation. And inflammation throws off the insulin mechanism, which controls the sugar, and it'll give you cravings for even more sugar and more carbohydrates, which turn into sugar. So I use that just like regular water, and it comes in a concentrate, so it's real cheap. You know, because you mix 1 ounce with 31 ounces of regular water, and that helps a lot. And then you have to pick your foods properly. Try to stick with balanced foods, vegetables, complex carbohydrates. They could be cooked vegetables, meaning even grilled vegetables are very tasty. Fill up on as much protein as you can, because it takes longer to digest protein, and it'll keep you fuller. So, you know, turkey, brisket, even ham will keep you fuller longer. And try to have as many heart-healthy fats as it can, like hummus and avocado, you know, the different oils like coconut oil and olive oil. And I'm not saying skip desserts, but if there's four desserts you like, just have a quarter of each one and put it on your plate, so you only have the equivalent of one dessert. And if you do that and you think about it, then you won't gain hardly any weight, especially if you're drinking water. Especially if you're drinking the Aqua OH, because that's like cheating, because it gets rid of the acid. And if you do that and still exercise a little, at least walking, you won't gain any weight or hardly any weight during the holidays.
Beautiful. Dr. Keith Cantor is with us here this morning talking about the holidays and nutrition and holiday weight gain and everything. And one more time, the acid reducer there, is that available in just any old regular store?
No, you get it online. That's why I gave the web. It's aqua-oh.com, but the shipping's free. And like I said, it comes in a concentrate, so it ends up costing approximately the same as regular bottled water, even though it's an alkaline water. But it's made from limestone, so it has a lot of OH in it. There's no electrolysis, there's no minerals added. It's all natural. I can't taste any difference. Once in a while, people tell me they could taste a little lime in it, because it comes from the limestone.
Oh, sure.
But, and I drink it regularly, and I still weigh the same I did in college.
Wow.
But I work out a lot.
I won't ask how much that is. I'll be polite.
Oh, you're gonna, I weigh about 180 pounds. I'm 6 foot.
Oh, you're about my size then.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm 63, and usually by that time you start spreading.
Yeah, well, before that time, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people do.
Well, but, you know, I'm on radio and TV a lot and do a lot of videos, and if I'm talking about health and substance abuse and mental illness, and I just became in charge of the nutritional component for the Veterans Administration, if they see your picture and you sort of have your gut hanging over, you lose a little credibility.
Thank you very much for being here with us this morning. See, this is what I love about this job. I learn so much stuff, especially time for the holidays here. Thank you very much for being here with us, and glad we could have you, and enjoy the holidays.
Thank you, and tell all your listeners to have a great Christmas or Hanukkah or whatever they celebrate, but just watch it and just follow those simple rules that I said, and they won't gain much, and they'll have a great time at the party.
All right. Thank you very much for being here with us.
Thanks for having me.
You got it.
Bye.
Yep. Dr. Keith Cantor, nutritionist and CEO of the Nutritional Addiction Mitigation Eating and Drinking Program, known for short as NAMED